Welcome, welcome to the podcast, the Bear Brothers Podcast. Got another week without Maynard. Oh, Lord, I miss him because I hate to do this thing alone, but I'm definitely going to be doing it with you guys again, right? So, today we're going to talk about why Melo, why, and we want Cody. So, I'm going to first start off with we had NXT Vengeance Day Sunday, which was a good event. We started off with Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin and the Dusty Cup taking on Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes, right? So we started off, this was a very, very great match. It could have main evented. But because Trick had a match with Dragunov at the main event, that's why this didn't main, you know, this match, particular match didn't main event. This was a good match, and then they had a little injury with Trick, where as though he was holding his leg, that which led up to the Dragunov and Trick Williams match as well. Talk a little bit about that. All of the matches I really loved on NXT Vengeance Day, I just thought it was a real good event. Oba Femi is a monster, and Dragon Lee made him look really well. But then we get to the main event. Trick Williams and Dragunov had a banger. They cooked. Then Melo somewhat cost them, but it didn't look like it. And then after Dragunov beat Trick Williams, they were working, you know, with the knee. Because Carmelo chop blocked Trick Williams mistakenly outside the ring in this match. But when Dragunov actually won the match, he left the ring, got an ovation, and then Carmelo said, "I'm with you, Trick. You know, he almost did it." Carmelo with the black leather jacket like Shawn Michaels did. Marty Jannetty back in the day, chop block Trick, beat Trick up with the chair, and then blame the fans. So all of these weeks, we wanted to know who attacked Melo and who attacked Trick. I'm sorry. And we found out that it was actually Carmelo Hayes who did it. He explained his actions Tuesday in Eddie Guerrero-ish, Shawn Michaels-ish way. You know, so that was cool. I like the chair and the black and, you know, it's all dark and Jesus, they did not like Melo. So that was crazy. They did not like Carmelo Hayes at all. They didn't like it at all. The fans were not behind this at all. So it was crazy to see how Carmelo, how Trick became an even bigger face, and Carmelo Hayes is an even bigger heel. He said somebody has to be the heel in someone else's story, the villain in someone else's story, which is what they're doing. So I love this whole trajectory with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams and Carmelo bringing Trick up. You know, Trick wasn't on NXT TV this Tuesday. So that's a whole different thing as well. We'll see what happens. I think that they're going to fight and stand and deliver. That's my personal opinion. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll definitely see what happens with that. Moving forward, man. I just think that Carmelo Hayes did a really good promo Tuesday. He talked so much about how Trick is always going to be a hype man. And he let the fans get to his head. And he tried to dress like Melo and slide across the ring like Melo. But he not Melo. So I'm anxious just to see what happens through this whole process with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. When Trick Williams come back on NXT TV, because you know they're selling the injury, so he's hurt or not hurt, you know, he's hurt or not hurt, so they're working with the leg leg injury angle. So I like that. I totally I'm okay with it. I'm 100% on that. It's just, man, I just like the whole Melo and Trick thing. I can't say too much more about it because it's just really good. And when wrestling is really good is when you tell a really good story with two friends and one betraying the other, but Carmelo saying he's not jealous. It's a whole thing. But he, it, you know, it's greed as well, because Carmelo always wanted to continue to be the NXT champion, the NXT world champion. So now Trick wants to be the NXT world champion. Now you have a little conflict of interest because Melo thinks that it belongs to him. So that's how that whole thing rolls out. I just can't wait to see exactly how this transpires over the next month and a half when we get to Stand and Deliver, because I do believe that it'll be Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes for the, you know, in some type of match at Stand and Deliver. So I totally, I'm 100% cool with that booking as well. You know, Carmelo Hayes is a really good heel. I liked him as a face, but I do like him as a heel. His little, you know, cocky attitude, and I like Carmelo Hayes as a heel. And it couldn't have happened better to what's about to happen to him with Trick Williams. So I'm loving that whole thing. I'm loving that whole thing, and I can't wait to see. Let's see them two in the match. I just can't. So when we come back, the Bad Brothers, because I don't have Maynard with me. He sucks. Nah, I love him to death. So when I come back, I'm going to talk about We Want Cody and this SmackDown thing. And if you've been living under a rock, you know exactly what's happening going on with Cody. So when the Bad Brothers come back, or the Bad Brother come back, we're going to talk about that. Bad Brothers. All right, the Bad Brother's back, or the Bad Brother is back. So this Friday, Cody Rhodes, he didn't make a decision, but he said, I want everything that you have, Roman. I want to take it. The story is taking everything from you. He took great counsel. Then The Rock comes out. Cody shakes his hand, hugs him, get out the ring. Then we see the standoff with Roman Reigns and The Rock. People are cheering, but then you go online, people don't like it. I wasn't a fan of it, but I wanted to see how the story played out. And them death threats to The Rock's daughter is unnecessary, and people, like, we can't be doing that. We definitely can't be doing that. If you don't like something, you can tweet your displeasure, but death threats is insane. It's insane. And The Rock or his daughter Ava shouldn't even have to be going through a death threat because you or we don't like something. That's not how we do things at all. I'm not gonna be vanilla about it or nothing. It's totally wrong. So then this We Want Cody thing from Saturday, Sunday, all the way until Monday, leading into Raw. It's the number one on X. Is what everybody's talking about. The Arena Monday. We wanted to know why this spot was supposedly given up, but I guess we're gonna find out more answers tomorrow at this big press conference. But we want Cody. Yeah, I like Cody Rhodes is really undeniable, and I love Cody Rhodes. He is one of my favorite wrestlers right now, and I've been loving Cody for a long time. You know, even with the New Japan stuff he did, I like Cody Rhodes, and I love Cody Rhodes, and I do want him to finish the story, but I really want to see how it plays out. I want to be in the building when he captures everything. I am going to cry. I'm not even going to lie about it. I am going to cry, you know, and I don't have anything, you know, I'm not even going to say I'm not a grown man. I will cry when Cody Rhodes win the World Heavyweight Championship or the Undisputed Championship. I will cry. I ain't no cap. I will cry. But the We Want Cody thing, I really like how they're going with that. They're passing out signs. They really do remind me of the Daniel Bryan Yes Movement and Kofi Mania. But Cody's already there. It's not like he's really getting screwed. We don't know what The Rock intentions are or we don't know. We just got to let the see this how the story plays out. The Rock and Triple H, they swerved us. I think they talked about this and swerved us. I ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Moving forward, I'm anxious to see what this press conference is going to be about. Tomorrow you got Bayley and Rollins and Cody and Roman and The Rock. I just want to see how this whole thing, you know, goes, or how they go with WrestleMania, because, you know, this is crazy. We're in a crazy time right now. So we'll see exactly what happens with this whole situation with We Want Cody. But I like that it's trending and it's going into the right direction. I do want to see what was the why, or why he did it, or you know, maybe we'll get a lot of explanations tomorrow on Peacock at this press conference in Vegas, which is where the Super Bowl was at. So I'm anxious to see how that all plays out. I really am. But moving forward, I do love what Cody Rhodes did on Monday and how they interact with Seth Rollins, and then Drew McIntyre's getting inserted into the mix, and he's doing his best heel work with the CM Punk Rest in Peace WrestleMania shirt, and that's funny in itself. But Drew's doing his best work as well. But this We Want Cody thing, I really don't know what we're gonna see in Vegas. Like, I really don't know, and I'm glad that I don't know, because I think if I did know, I would be like, oh, okay, well, you know, it might be all right. But I'm glad I don't know. I'm glad that Triple H and Nick Khan and The Rock, and like, they're keeping everything close to the vest, and I like that, especially with this, you know, social media right now, because everything's leaked and everything is told. So I like that they're really playing the fans. Like, they're really playing us, and they're keeping everything close. So I like that none of that stuff getting spoiled, because you don't know. You know, you could think what you want to, but they're not giving out any information. They're going to let you guess, and then when they go to a different city, or they go to this WrestleMania press conference, then you might get a little bit, because, you know, everything can change in 2 months. But we definitely got to see where Cody is going to go. Is he going to take on Rollins? Is he going to take on Roman? Because he definitely said Friday that that's the title that, you know, he wants, that he, you know, that he wants to come after. So we'll see how that whole thing go. We'll see how that goes. On other news, how can I say this? So we had the bull rope match with Cody Rhodes and Shinsuke Nakamura. Then Shinsuke lost, and then Drew McIntyre attacked him, and then we went off the air. Sami Zayn saved Cody. So I'm anxious to see where this whole Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn, and Cody thing go as well, because that's a little story in itself. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool to see how all of these stories kind of intertwine and play out, because as a wrestling fan, I just love stories. I love wrestling. I love good wrestling. We all love good wrestling, but I just love good wrestling when it comes with a story, because there's so much emotion behind the wrestling when it's happening. So that's why I love wrestling, and I'll always love wrestling. Talking to a 39-year-old guy who been watching wrestling since he was, 9, 10 years old. So, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's wild. I can't believe exactly what's going on with it, but we'll see what happens with the whole Cody situation, though. We'll definitely see. So we'll definitely see. So when the Bad Brothers come back, We're going to talk about Tony Big announcement. Bad Brothers back. So we got a Tony Big announcement today. I wonder what Tony announcement going to be, but it's kind of clear because AEW going to be in Boston, Massachusetts, which is the hometown of Mercedes Moné. So I think that Tony Big announcement is going to be Mercedes Moné is signing with AEW. That's just my personal opinion. It could be something else. I don't know. It's a lot of free agents out there, but Mercedes Moné would be the big announcement that I think. Because I just feel as though like that, you know, I don't know. It seemed too right, too much like right. Moving on from that, I hope to see a great Dynamite tonight. I hope Hangman Page, and I love Hangman Page, I hope he doesn't beat Swerve Strickland to get a shot at Samoa Joe, because Swerve Strickland is on this momentum train and he's already 2-0 against Hangman Adam Page. So make it 3. So I hope he doesn't lose. I want to see how Tony's going to do this whole thing. We winding down to our last wrestling match with Sting. Him and Darby Allin taking on Big Bill and Ricky Starks for the AEW Tag Team Championships tonight. That's going to be crazy. We got the timeless Toni Storm, who's doing her best work, and I'm anxious to see what's going on with her and Deonna Purrazzo with these matching tattoos that they have that they explained a little bit about but didn't explain fully, and Toni act like she don't know what's going on with the tattoo. So that's funny in itself. But Tony Big announcement, it has to be Mercedes Moné. I can't see anything besides him saying he signed John Cena or The Rock or even Brock Lesnar that negates this, you know what I mean, of why this a big announcement. But if he does sign Mercedes Moné, I just hope that she is used better than how he has Soraya. That's just my big thing. I just hope that she's used better than Soraya, because Soraya had a little hot streak. She won the AEW Women's Championship in her hometown in London, lost it, and now she's a friend. She's Ruby Riott's friend. I mean, she's Ruby Soho's friend. That I mean, that's when it all breaks down to it, that's exactly what she is. She's just Ruby Soho's friend. So I just hope that she's used better than Mercedes Moné is used better than Soraya, or maybe this might bring Soraya up because he's getting Mercedes Moné. I'm anxious to see what Tony's cooking up and what all this means for the AEW faithful, and how will they continue to keep moving stronger, or how they're going to build the women's division, because Toni Storm is cooking. We got Deonna Purrazzo who's finding her footing and doing okay on the mic, verbal with Toni Storm. So we'll see exactly what happened with that. But Mercedes Moné, it would be a good pickup. But I'm just anxious to see how the women's division will go with her. I mean, heck, we still ain't even got Britt Baker back yet. Like, you know, Tony has so much talent. I just hope that he starts to use it, you know, in the right way, and just don't have a woman's wrestler come on, lose 2 weeks in a row, and, you know, just it all comes to booking. Like, I know it's a hard job to book, but Tony Khan has too much talent in AEW for the women's division not to be more exploited like it should be, or the women used how they should be, or underutilized. That's what I'm going to say, underutilized talent that Tony should be using. So I'm anxious to see exactly what we're going to go from here if he does sign Mercedes Moné, and that is the big announcement tonight. If he signs her, where will Mercedes Moné be at in 6 months? Will she be on Rampage? Will she be on Collision every now and then? How's her schedule going to be? Is she going to wrestle every week? Is, you know, these are the things that I always think about when Tony signs or makes these big announcements that he signs someone. Like Will Ospreay, I think he comes next month because he'll be finished all of his, you know, Japan and indie bookings. So Will Ospreay will be there next month in time for Revolution. I want to know who Will Ospreay's first match is going to be and who he be taking on. So it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. I'm anxious to see exactly what's going to happen at Revolution next month. And then we got Perf in 2.5 to 3 weeks with Elimination Chamber. So that's something in itself. Then we got WrestleMania. Okada's last match in New Japan is this Sunday against Hiroshi Tanahashi. So we got a lot going on, man. We got a lot going on. So I'm anxious to see what's going to go on with Kazuchika Okada. And does he sign with AEW? Does he have a deal with WWE already in place? So I'm anxious to see how they go with the, you know, this route and, you know, with these free agencies and the wrestling business. On a sadder note, it was sad to see Scott D'Amore get terminated from TNA. I thought that he was doing a great job. He'd been with the company for over 20 years. I know he'll get a job somewhere. I know WWE will probably scoop him up. But Scott D'Amore not being in TNA after, you know, Impact was not horrible, but it didn't have the eyes that it once had, you know, with the Samoa Joes and Kurt Angles and Main Event Mafias and Stings and, you know, the Jay Lethals. It didn't have that. And in a 4 or 5 year span, Scott D'Amore turned that thing totally around. So I don't know the logistics of it, but I just know that, you know, it's, to me, it's unfair to Scott D'Amore, who's been doing a really good job with TNA, you know what I mean? The rebranded TNA, because it was Impact for a while. He just got it back to TNA, and he gets fired today. So it's crazy. All right, man, but hopefully I have Maynard back next week, man. Thank y'all for listening to me. I always like to get through these podcasts and give y'all how me and him feel about certain situations. I know that he'll want Swerve Strickland to win this match against Hangman Page tonight, so, you know, big up the Swerve. But when the Bad Brothers come back next week, we're going to elaborate everything that happened on SmackDown, Dynamite, what did we think about Hangman Page and the Swerve 3, you know, and where do we go from this press conference? So when the Bad Brothers come back next week, we're going to be talking about those things. Is it still We Want Cody? Is the match still The Rock and Roman? Boy, does Rock play a role in it? So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So when the Bad Brothers will come back next week, we'll talk about those things. Till then, stay safe. Love all of y'all. Thank y'all for continuing to listen to the podcast on Apple Music and wherever you get your Apple, wherever you get listen to your podcast at. Forgive me for being tongue-tied. I love all y'all, man. Thank y'all for continuing to keep listening to me. On these platforms, man. I don't have Maynard with me today, but I know he love y'all too. Thank y'all for everything, man. Bad Brothers out.